Have we finally hit peak inflation? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The latest consumer price index is out. Prices rose yet again by 8.3% between April of last year versus this year. That is a staggeringly high number, but it's lower than what we have been seeing. So has inflation finally peaked? Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So does this mean inflation has peaked?
Well, it does mean that it's lower, as you said, but it's higher than what people were expecting, and that's going to cause some nervousness in the market. Expectations were for an increase of 8.1%. That 8.3% means that there's more pressure upward on prices than investors expected, and that will cause some concern.
So what does this mean for what the Federal Reserve will have to do to fight inflation?
When you see CPI like this, the Fed has been very clear that they want to combat inflation, and hence we just saw a 0.5% increase in interest rates. With a CPI number that's higher than expectations, that means that there's pressure back on the Federal Reserve to continue to increase interest rates to try to dampen that inflation number. However, remember that increasing interest rates also slows down the economy.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ukraine's natural gas pipeline operator has stopped Russian gas shipments through a major hub in the eastern part of the country. But a lot of countries in Europe still need that gas. So Russia may have to find a new way to get it through Ukrainian territory. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more.
A key gas entry and exit point in Ukraine's southeastern Donbass region is currently held by Russian forces as fighting there continues. And for Europe, that's a problem, because about a third of the continent's daily gas supplies flow through that one particular station, the taps of which have now been essentially turned off. In a statement on its website, the operator said that's because interference by occupying forces endangered stability and safety of the entire Ukrainian gas transportation system. Dr. Aras Sabatis specializes in Eastern European energy at the consultancy Independent Commodity Intelligence Services. She explains what exactly this decision means for Ukrainian and European gas supplies.
They noticed that whoever was controlling this compressor station started to offtake gas illegally. So there was a huge concern that the gas would go missing and Ukraine could not fulfill its transit obligations to European buyers.
While experts say the impact is fairly muted so far, it could pose a more severe challenge for Europe as the winter heating season approaches. I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
It's not just the stock market that has taken a beating so far this year. Cryptocurrencies are also stumbling. Bitcoin, for example, is down over 30% from the start of the year and down 50% from its peak last November. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains what is happening.
Bitcoin was supposed to be a hedge against inflation, a new currency not tied to a central bank's printing press. Turns out, nah, at least not yet.
This stuff is high growth technology. It is not an inflation hedge.
Lee Drogan heads Starkiller Capital. Crypto is behaving like high-risk tech stocks, so when those take a punch, down goes Bitcoin. Plus, last year, an army of novice investors plowed cash into crypto, and now...
The casino isn't as interesting today as it was then.
But it's unlikely this crash will deter venture capital investment in the broader crypto economy, says Campbell Harvey at Duke University. He points to 2018, when Bitcoin lost over half its value.
And what happened in the venture capital space? There was no negative effect whatsoever.
So expect more Silicon Valley money pouring into crypto land. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
South Korea's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, used his inaugural speech to set out a plan to deal with North Korea. Yoon says he will talk to the North, but only if it shows it's willing to give up its nuclear weapons. If North Korea agrees, Yoon says he'll offer a, quote, audacious plan to strengthen the North Korean economy. What are the odds this will work? The BBC's Jean McKenzie has more from Seoul.
There is a glaring problem with this plan, and that is that most experts here in Seoul now agree that North Korea has absolutely no intention of giving up its nuclear weapons. It decided this a long time ago, and trying to tempt North Korea by dangling this carrot of economic support is just not going to work. Time and again, North Korea have made decisions which cut against their own economic interests, choosing to prioritize their weapons program, which they see as fundamental to the survival of the regime, and for this, enduring severe economic sanctions. If you just look at the pandemic, they've chosen to seal off the country for more than 2 years at a huge economic cost to themselves in order to protect the regime. This is not a country that's led by its economy. For decades, it's found ways to survive against the odds. In Seoul, South Korea, I'm the BBC's Jean McKenzie for Marketplace.
China's government says half of Shanghai is COVID-free, but tough lockdowns will continue. The World Health Organization's chief called those lockdowns unsustainable. His comments have been scrubbed from Chinese social media. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.